Good morning, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, interest rates plummet to 25.99%, the 12th consecutive week this year, as government exceeds T-bills target by 41%. Also coming up, Ghana spent $2.4 billion on imports for the first 2 months of this year. A trade surplus decreases significantly to $392 million. Also, Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana to announce a policy rate today. But analysts caution the committee to adopt a cautious approach in reducing the policy rate to avert a further weakening of the cedi. Stay with us for details. My name is Darrell Kwao. Also this morning, the National Communications Authority highlights pockets of connectivity challenges despite full restoration of services by mobile network operators. We'll bring you that story later. First, though, interest rates tumbled to 25.99%, the 12th consecutive week this year. This according to Treasury Bills auction results by the Bank of Ghana. This is in line with most analysts' forecasts. Here's more.
Interest rates continue to fall in line with the disinflation process. The 91-day bill fell by 50 basis points to 25.99%. The yield on the 182-day bill also took a nosedive to 28.49% from the previous week's 28.99%. Similarly, the 364-day bill went down by 50 basis points to 29.09%. Meanwhile, the T-bills auctioned was oversubscribed by 41.15% to the tune of 4.77 billion cedis. The government, however, accepted 4.75 billion cedis. The 91-day bill was the most patronized, with about 2.50 billion cedis tendered. The uptake was about 2.48 billion. The 182-day bill received bids worth 1.34 billion cedis. All were accepted.
Ghana spent $2.4 billion on imports for the first 2 months of this year. This represented a significant increase over the same period last year. Here's George Yaffe with more.
In the first 2 months of 2023, Ghana spent $1.9 billion to finance all its imports, including oil and other items. This represents about $500 million more than what it spent in the first 2 months of 2024. The Bank of Ghana's data show that Ghana's import bill just for oil hit $598 million, presenting a marginal decline from what we spent in the same period for last year. However, non-oil items shot up significantly to reach $1.8 billion. On the export side, the country earned $2.8 billion ending February 2024. This was the same amount spent in the first 2 months of 2023. The development might not be good news when it comes to improving our foreign exchange earnings to support the local currency. Meanwhile, another development that should get us worried is that the country's earnings from exports in relation to our imports has decreased significantly in the first 2 months of this year. The Bank of Ghana puts the trade surplus ending February 2024 at $392 million compared to the more than $800 million in the same period for last year. The development could have some negative impact on our local currency, our reserves, and even inflation going forward.
George, I feel with that report, as it announces its policy rate later today, the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana has been advised to adopt a cautious approach. This caution, US-based Ghanaian economist Dr. Dennis Nsafua believes is warranted because inflation remains high and sticky. He tells Joy Business a significant cut of a policy rate could lead to further weakening of the cedi, which has become recently become more volatile.
I understand that a high restrictive policy rate adversely affects households and businesses by increasing borrowing costs. Nonetheless, I employ Ghanaian businesses, especially the AGI, to exhibit more patience with the Bank of Ghana as it navigates through this period of high inflation. If the Bank of Ghana can actually return inflation to its target within the forecast horizon, the short-term pain of high interest rate today will be outweighed by the long-term benefits of price stability, which ultimately includes sustainable lower interest rates.
We can now hear next from economist Dr. Patrick Esumi, who says the insignificant impact of the reduction in the policy rate in January on inflation should tell the Monetary Policy Committee to keep the rate unchanged to check inflation.
I think the marginal drop shouldn't really affect the policy rate, because when the rate was dropped, was reduced, the current rate of inflation was just about the same as we have now. I think that the initial reduction that we saw at the last meeting was a little too early. It was a little premature, I think. So I expect that having reduced it and the expected disinflation at the time has not continued. So I believe that the BOG, the MPC, will be a little cautious in bringing further reduction. So I don't expect that they will reduce it at all.
All right. That was economist Dr. Patrick Isuming of the University of Ghana Business School. Well, in a related development, average lending rate narrowed to 32.77% in February 2024 from 33.75% recorded in December 2023. This is equivalent to 2.73% per month on loans charged by the banks. Now, according to the January 2024 summary of economic and financial data, the average lending rate stood at 32.94% in January 2024. The decline in lending rate shows that the change in the rate is in line with the disinflation process. Meanwhile, GCB Bank offered the cheapest loans to household consumers. That's according to the latest annualized percentage rates by the Bank of Ghana. It charged a rate of 27.71% to clients from a period of 1 year and 27.21% for a period of 3 years. For small and medium enterprises, Absa Bank offered the lowest loans to customers for a period of 1 and 3 years. Its interest rate estimated at 17.03%. In other news, the National Communications Authority has indicated that there will still be pockets of connectivity challenges despite the restoration of internet services. The mobile network operators have announced that internet services have been fully restored after challenges experienced in the last 2 weeks. But speaking at the Meet the Press event, the Director General of the Authority, Dr. Joan Noche, said the nature of the rerouting of cables has caused this problem.
Many of you have complained that if you say everything is up, why do we have this intermittent slowness of services? Well, think about it. If you want to go to London, you can buy BA Accra London 6 hours, but you can also decide to take Africa World to maybe Lagos, and then from there take Kenya Airways to South Africa, take BA again to London. You still get to London, but it will be slow. So that's what is happening. Because all our cables are down, they are having to leverage on cables that are not currently. So that might explain some latency, but it's not that much. It depends on the time also. During the peak hours, you might see that latency.
Dr. Joan Anoche is Director General of the National Communications Authority. The Register of Companies has announced that it will, from today, March 25, begin a nationwide assessment exercise to check the state of compliance of businesses in relation to the country's laws. This, according to the Register of Companies, forms part of its mandate in ensuring that basic business laws are complied with. Here is Register of Companies, Jemima Wire.
One of the core mandates of the Register of Companies to go out there to inspect the books of companies. And we are really going out there more really to educate our clients on the need for them to comply with provisions of the Act. Because many of them are not even aware that they are supposed to keep books for the company. I'm talking of the books or registers on the members of their company or
Register of Companies, Jemima Owari. Let's turn to the stock market. The share price of MTN Ghana is expected to increase due to increased demand. Here's Grace Munayan of Data Bank Research on how your investments will fare this week.
Last week's trading concluded with 5 price movers of 3 gainers and 2 laggards. New Gold, MTN Ghana and GCB Bank closed as the advances, while Cow Bank and Farm Milk both declined. Accordingly, the Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index climbed 5.42% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 13.02%, while the Data Bank Stock Index gained 3.88% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 10.47%. Weekly turnover totaled 36.7 million Ghana cedis from the exchange of about 6.8 million shares across 22.